My name is Sawyer Phelan. I am 12 years old. Today's date is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Amber Briganti, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Sparks, Nevada. So, Amber, tell me about one of your most important, one of the most important people in your life.
My mother.
Right, and why is she the most important person in your life?
She's my best friend. She was a perfect person, a little bit of everything. She was a writer, a musician, a mom, an artist, a grandma, a best friend. She was a perfect piece of everything.
When you were growing up, who was the kindest to you?
Mom.
Alright. How would you like people to remember you after you pass away?
As a good person, a good mother, and a best friend, just like I remember my mom.
Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me?
Okay. Do you want, which one do you want, happy or sad?
Either or.
Happy. Happy is my children, you, your brothers, your sister. You're the best thing in my life. And my saddest is losing my mom and my dad and my best friend all in a short time frame. And it makes me feel lonely. Even though I have you guys, which makes me feel happy and not lonely, but there's definitely a hole.
Who had the greatest influence in your life?
Again? Your grandma. Your grandma. She was such an amazing person for everybody. Nobody ever had anything bad to say about her. So if I could be a quarter of the person that she was, I think life would be good.
What are some of your earliest childhood memories?
Do you have the good ones or the bad ones?
Either one.
I remember living on your grandma and grandpa's farm and riding horses and cutting down Christmas trees and sneaking berries out of the garden with your Uncle Chris. And I remember that I had to sleep in a box because I didn't have a bed. I slept in a box. Those are probably my earliest memories.
Okay. Are there any funny stories people tell you from when you were growing up?
That people tell me?
Yeah, like about you when you were growing up.
Not really. No. I have funny stories. But I don't think anybody tells me stories about me.
Tell me about your parents.
I already told you about my mom.
All right, what about your dad?
My dad. I don't know if you really want to know about my dad. He was gay. He was a guy, definitely a guy. For most of my childhood, he was a biker. He made jewelry. He sold drugs and other bad things that he shouldn't have done. It was a great day when my parents finally divorced, because it was not good before that.
Did you like going to school?
I did like going to school, but when I was in school, people really were more about judging a book by its cover, and so they weren't very nice to me when I was in school, even though I tried really, really hard.
What are your most favorite memories from school?
In sixth grade, I had a very kind teacher who kind of took me under her wing and knew stuff that was going on in life, and we wrote a lot of stories in that class, and she actually published them for me, which was nice because it made me feel good that, you know, somebody believed in me.
What's your favorite family holiday?
Christmas. Christmas. I love Christmas.
What jobs did you have growing up?
I,
Never.
I was...
What jobs did you have growing up?
My first job, I worked at McDonald's. Not fun. And then after that, I worked at a telemarketing place where we sold, try to like sell timeshares to people. I worked in hotel casinos, the Candy Barrel, and then more hotel casinos.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Can I relive them differently? If I could relive them differently, then yeah, I would.
What was the, like, what was your surroundings growing up?
When we were younger, I guess we were kind of more isolated, and my mom worked a lot and did the best that she could. My dad was a very angry man, and my brother and I stuck together as much as we could. On a positive note, my parents were and father were very kind to outside people, and we took in a lot of strays throughout the years. And my dad being part of a motorcycle club was nice because it gave you an extended family of people who cared about you. But, I don't know. It was different.
Tell me about your grandparents.
So my grandma Jan was on my mom's side. She was the patriarch of the family, very business, less huggy grandma. My grandpa Charlie, her husband, he passed away when I was in kindergarten from radiation poisoning. And my grandfather on my dad's side as well, Grandpa Paul, he passed away because he had gotten sick, which didn't happen much in his life, and he got sick, wasn't feeling well, so my grandma Sally, his wife, gave him medicine, and he had cardiac arrest and died. And then my grandma Sally, I remember she always had candy in her drawers, in her underwear drawer, in her sock drawer, and she'd sneak us candy and take us to little stores down the road and whatnot when we were younger. She moved in with us after that. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
That's it. Okay.